It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. If you're interested in baseball, Fibber and Molly have something for you that will make a hit with the whole family.
McGee tossed me that ball of yarn, low and outside, boy.
What's this low and outside business?
I'm getting hip to the baseball jargon that's in Prudential's new book, Baseball for Boys.
Oh.
You know, after reading Ed Matthews' article on how to bat, I bet even I could knock the cover off that old apple.
I can see myself explaining that to the neighbors.
Anyway, imagine what a kick junior ball players will get out of this wonderful Prudential baseball book.
Right. Big league stars like Brooklyn's Duke Snyder and the Phillies' Robin Roberts give straight from the dugout tips on playing every position.
And how about those pictures, McGee? They're big and clear, and they really demonstrate things.
And Prudential's Baseball for Boys is a natural for Dad, too, to help him keep up with his son's favorite game.
Want your free copy real quick? Write a postcard with your name and address and the words Baseball for Boys on it.
Send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Or just ask your Prudential agent. My goodness, listen to it rain.
Yep, still coming down. I'm glad I don't have to go out anywhere. It's wetter than a whale's bottom out there.
Yes, and according to the paper, it's going to keep it up all night.
Say, speaking of the paper, did you see this ad? Look at this. Gee whiz.
What is it?
Says, appearing nightly at the Ritz Vista's gay and charming sump room, that new singing sensation, Kevin O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, yes. He's nice looking, isn't he?
You know who that is, Molly. That's Mike's boy.
Mike?
Mike O'Shaughnessy. The guy that used to be always on the same bill with I and Fred Nittany. The guy that him and me had a Savoyardville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together. His boy.
Oh?
He was a romantic tenor, Mike was. Look at that. The new singing sensation, Kevin O'Shaughnessy. That's Mike's boy. He's way up there on top now, just like his dad was.
Isn't that wonderful? I've heard that name or read it or...
Says here he's under exclusive contract to Victory Records. That's a big outfit.
Yes, it seems to me. Why, sure. They played one of his records on Marty Daugherty's platter party last night.
Oh?
Yeah. Marty said the lad is the new Bobby Sox idol.
Well, he's just like his dad. Good looking and all. What'd he sing?
Let me see. It was sort of a long title. It was called, Let's hey bobbery bob at my house, baby. We just shaboomed at yours.
Yeah. I guess that's what the kids go for these days. I'm glad Mike's boy made the grade because old Mike...
Now, who's this out in the rain? Come in.
Hi there, Mr. McGee. Mr. McGee.
Well, Lester Nelson, come in.
Yeah, Les, shut that door, boy.
It's pretty wet out tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, but me and Sally, we don't mind it. Yeah, when it rains, we just sit in front of the fire and pretend we're in a mountain cabin somewhere. Million miles from civilization.
That is fun.
Then I walk in with the Frankfurters and I say, look, honey, look what I shot today. And she cooks them and we have dinner.
Oh, isn't love grand, dearie?
Yeah, all sounds pretty indigestible to me.
Well, we may not have much money, but as the song says, we have got lots of fun, Sally and me.
Well, good for you.
The reason I came over, our roof is leaking and we're kind of running out of pots and pans and... Well, I wondered if you could spare a couple to...
Oh, my goodness, of course we can, but you ought to get hold of your landlord and have that fixed, Lester.
Well, it only happens when it rains.
Oh, sure, there's no sense in them kids bothering about having it fixed, Molly. Might clear up tomorrow, and old Les here has got to poke a shotgun out through one of them holes and shoot down some Frankfurters when they go flying south.
Oh, McGee, go get some pots for the man.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Sure hate to bother you folks. Sure would be nice to be rich and have our own pots and pans. All we need, you know, be self-sufficient.
Don't worry, we have plenty.
One of these days now, I'm going to get me a better job, a real good job. Yes, sir. One of these days, I'll have solid gold pots to put under them leaks. I keep telling Sally.
Hey, Molly, which pots do you want to give him?
Oh, I'm coming. Pardon me, Lester, I'll get them.
Well, thanks, Ms. McGee, I'll wait.
Look, dearie, get out those big ones in the bottom cupboard. The copper kettle and that big aluminum one. That's it. Now, there's one out on the... Shh!
What's that? Did you turn on the radio before you came out here?
No. For heaven's sakes, that's Lester.
Les? My gosh, I never heard him whistle like that before. Shh, listen. Holy smoke.
Why, it's beautiful.
Boy, oh boy, if that music is really coming out of Les Nelson, I think I've got a deal for him. That big chance he's always talking about.
A deal? What kind of a deal?
Why, show business, kiddo. Why, I bet I could build an act around that guy that would take the entertainment world by storm.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's very pretty whistling, McGee, but let's not lose our heads. Or Lester's job at the plant. Who would pay good money to... Wow. Listen to that.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Here, you run take these pots over to his house and bring Sally back here with you, huh? I want to have a talk with them kids. Boy, oh boy.
Now, McGee, get that look out of your eye. You leave the boy alone. Huh? The job he's got is steady. And McGee, come back here. Lester, don't you listen to him. Lester, you hear me? McGee?
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
What do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What do Viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You said it. These Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
And it's so nice not to get annoying bits of tobacco in my mouth or purse.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroys. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
And with my management, Sally, and my know-how in showbiz, I don't know how Les here can miss.
Now, McGee.
Well, goodness, the way you put it, Mr. McGee, it certainly sounds exciting.
What? Now, Sally, let's not...
I can take Sally along with me to Europe on all those triumphant tours you were talking about.
Sure.
And they'll give me 2 cents a mile, besides salary.
Now, Lester, now all of you, listen to me.
Do you think if we said our car needed a ring job, they'd give us 3 cents a mile?
All right, don't listen to me. Let's all lose our heads completely. Go on, Lester. Quit your job.
Good idea. I've been wanting to tell off that boss of mine.
Lester, put that phone down. Now, let's discuss it some more.
What's
before
to
we
discuss,
start...
Sally? I know showbiz. I was in it long enough to find out what it was the audience wanted that I and Fred didn't have. And I know...
But, McGee, sweetheart, that was 30 years ago.
So?
Times change. Fancy whistling may have gone over big in those days, but show business today is different. Honestly, I don't like to be the wet blanket, kids, but somebody has to... Pardon me. Come in.
I beg your pardon, but does a Mr. McGee live here?
Why, yes, he does, but... For goodness sakes, McGee, it's him.
Him?
Kevin O'Shaughnessy, the boy in the paper. Come in, young man. Come on in.
Well, thank you. My dad told me when I hit this town to look up his old friend, Fibber McGee, and...
Well, I'll be... Well, he remembered me. Well, good old Mike. Come on in, boy. Come in, come in. Sit down. Oh, I'd like you to meet my wife, Kevin, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, nice to know you, Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure.
And these are our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Lester Nelson. This is Kevin O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah. Oh, nice I've to heard meet your you. Records.
Well, thank you.
Give me your hat and raincoat. Come on, sit down,
Well, thanks, Mr. McGee. I can't stay. I have to do my first show at 9, and I told the cab to wait out in front for me. I just wanted to tell you that Dad is well and said hello.
Oh, swell. Oh, good old Mike. Well, give him my best. Hey, you just dropped in time, boy.
In time?
Yeah, to settle an argument for us. You're on top in show business, you know, nightclubs, recordings.
Well, I wouldn't say
you're in touch with the public. You know what they want. So look, I got a guy here that I predict is going to become the new whistling sensation of the entertainment world.
Oh, gee, I... Well,
you
no.
want to hear him? And tell me what you think? Go on, let's whistle for him. Give him a sample.
Well, if you say so, Mr. McGee.
Wait till you hear this boy, Kevin. He's terrific. I just discovered him myself about an hour ago. Go on, Les. Hit it.
Uh-oh, here we go again. Everywhere I go, I meet local talent scouts. So, Say, you're right. This boy's terrific. Sensational.
Well, we know he whistles beautifully. That's obvious.
You're darn right it's obvious. Did you ever hear anything so obvious? So beautiful?
Yes, but what we want to know
That's enough, Les. Les, shut up a minute, will you?
Excuse me.
That's it. Cut out the dad-ratted noise so as we can hear what Molly's saying. Go on, Molly, ask him. Just ask him, kiddo.
Well, with your experience in the entertainment business today, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, do you think this is the kind of thing that McGee could build a big act out of? You know, stage shows or nightclubs?
Well, no, I'm afraid not, Mrs. McGee.
You see there? What did I tell you, kids? Go on, Les, call your boss and quit your... Huh? It isn't?
No, Mr. McGee, not for today's fast-moving stage or nightclub shows. A whistler would be sudden death.
That's what I was afraid of.
Well, gee, who's I think? Well, I figured...
But for recordings, now that's a different matter. Hey.
Recordings? Records?
Yes. This sounds like exactly the thing Oscar's been looking for. Man, he'll flip when he hears this.
Oscar?
Oscar Harris. He's the big boss here for Victory Records. Oh. All the big outfits are on the prowl for what they call the new sound. And I think this is it.
Gee,
What did I tell you? I knew I had something here. Maybe I didn't know what it was, but by George,
I'll give Oscar a call in the morning. Unless I miss my guess, Mr. McGee, you just hit show business uranium.
Why?
All it takes is one hit record to put you on top.
You hear that, Sally? One hit record and we're in the money. Oh, boy, in the money.
Well, maybe that's right.
This may be it for you.
Oh, I can't just imagine it now.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. There's music in store tomorrow evening as NBC brings you two of America's singing favorites, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. First, it's the Dinah Shore Show to start your evening off in a bright, melodic manner. And then the Frank Sinatra Show with the popular Frankie himself singing your favorite tunes and bringing you some relaxing chatter between songs. And a third favorite who's been known to break into song on Wednesday evening is Groucho Marx, who doesn't sing quite like Frankie, perhaps. But if Groucho should vocalize tomorrow, it's bound to be impressive, to say the least. You'll hear Groucho as he conducts the funniest, most unpredictable quiz show on the air, You Bet Your Life. A quizmaster without equal. Groucho's ad-lib antics on You Bet Your Life mean 30 thoroughly enjoyable minutes tomorrow and every Wednesday. Tune in for the bright and cheerful melodies of Dinah Shore, the elegant styling of Frank Sinatra, and the irrepressible quizzing of Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life. You'll hear them all on NBC Wednesdays. Be on hand.
And I told Sally to make sure he don't sleep in a draft tonight and keep his throat warm and everything. Want to be sure that boy takes good care of his health, Tootsie.
You're thoughtful.
You betcha. With Les whistling and me managing, we could make ourselves a fortune. Who knows, kiddo? Les may turn out to be the goose that laid the golden eggs for us.
I don't know, but if anybody lays an egg, I have a horrible hunch who it'll be.
Who? Oh. Oh, you'll see, Tootsie. You'll see. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. Les and Sally Nelson are played by Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington, and Kevin O'Shaughnessy by Tommy Cook. Well, it seems as if Mr. McGee has really latched onto a piece of talent there. The sky's the limit at this point. Tomorrow, himself and his whistling protege take the recording world by storm, we hope. Anyway, be with us and see, won't you? This is John Wald on Pins and Needles saying goodnight.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.